I've become increasingly interested in sustainable fibers. My desire to support local sheep farmers resonates with my desire to care for and be a good steward of the environment, to care for my children's futures, and connect with nature in more tangible ways through my artwork. And I've been learning about the fiber shed movement. It was begun in California and created to help develop sustainable fiber microeconomies throughout the world. There's a few different movements along these lines, and it's a very exciting development and one that I hope fiber artists will become involved with over time, being conscious of where they are sourcing their fiber materials. So I became a mother when I was about 10 years out of grad school. After getting my MFA, I felt I had a good experience, but I felt pretty burned out, and I withdrew from my art network in many ways. And I did lose some momentum in my studio practice too, and was not exhibiting much. I was just juggling different jobs. It's just a lot. But after becoming a mom, something kicked into high gear, and I have become the most motivated, I think, that I have ever felt about my work. There are certainly limitations that motherhood has placed on my studio practice, but these scarcities in my time and energy have strangely led to, I would say, more focus and motivation in the studio. I think making work before was something I loved and was passionate about, but now it provides an outlet during the pressure cooker of parenting that's become like essential to my way of being. It's something I never would have expected, that becoming a mom would give me this new urgency to make work. And when it comes to feelings of guilt or feeling conflicted about being a mother and an artist, a new experience that I'm navigating right now is how others may judge my family size, since I'm pregnant with my third baby. Since typically in our culture, having one or two children is more typical, it's been interesting to see the range of reactions. Some folks are very supportive, but others do express shock at times and dismay, and will say kind of insensitive things about, was this planned? You've already got your hands full. How will you make any art? And at those times, and when I feel insecure after, I just try to remind myself that I'm pursuing my desires for my family and life and career, that I don't need to fit another person's vision of how my life should look as an artist and mother. And it really helps to turn to mentors and friends and family who are supportive, who have gone through this, and learning about past figures like Ruth Asawa has been a big inspiration to me, who had a very dynamic arts career, made incredible work, was a really innovative art educator while managing and caring for a larger family with perseverance and grace. So that helps a lot.